The week in music history, on the 1st of April, 1984, Marvin Gaye was shot dead by his father at his parents' home in Los Angeles, California. It would have been his birthday on Saturday, the 2nd of April. He would have been 83. He dealt with brutal abuse at the hands of his father while growing up in Simple City with his two sisters and three brothers. He released the hit song Sexual Healing, which won a Grammy Award, and then after his death, he was given the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. He was born to Alberta Gay and Marvin Gay Sr. He added the E to the end of his last name early in his recording career. This was Marvin Gaye's first number one hit, and it made him a star. He already had 23 top 40 hits by the time Grapevine was released. Barrett Strong wrote the song. What is the song I Heard It Through the Grapevine all about? I'll tell you this coming Sunday. He lived in Chicago, and he came up with this idea because everybody in Chicago used the phrase, I heard it through the grapevine. 30th of March 2020, American soul singer Bill Withers died from heart complications. He was only 81. Known for his songs such as Ain't No Sunshine, Lean On Me, Lovely Day, and Just the Two of Us, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015. He served 9 years in the United States Navy, did you know that? And he was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2005. When I wake up in the morning, love, sunlight hurts my eyes. I'm going to play Lovely Day by Bill Withers. It was a big hit for him in 1977. Who plays bass guitar on that song? Find out this coming Sunday. Now, near the end of the song, Withers holds a note for 18 seconds. Lovely day. Well, at least I tried. And, you know, how many times is the song title of Bill Withers' classic Lovely Day repeated in the song? Is this a world record? I think I counted 80-something, 95 times, I'll tell you, on Sunday. Now, Aha did the same kind of thing with a song called Summer Moved On. I'll tell you all about that as well. High School Classics, Sundays, 7 to 10 a.m. with me, Barney Simon.